Welcome to another Evidence Podcast. Our goal is to provide valuable information from experts on how you can protect yourself. Today's topic is getting through a divorce. It's an honor and pleasure to be speaking with Kathy Meyer. Kathy is the expert for the divorce support site at About.com. She has written articles for First Wives World, has worked with divorcing clients and family law attorneys as a legal investigator, and is co-founder of the Divorce Women online support website. Kathy, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me, Andrew.
I noticed that you have quite an extensive background. You help people as a legal investigator, divorce consultant, and marriage educator. Can you elaborate a bit on your areas of expertise and let our listeners know more about what you do?
As a legal investigator, I work with attorneys, so I don't work directly with the clients. What I do in that capacity is compile evidence and get it ready for the attorney before the trial. For example, doing asset searches. If a wife suspects that her husband may have hidden property somewhere, you go to the courthouse and look for names on deeds, that sort of thing. Now, as a divorce consultant, I work directly with divorcing clients. In the best situation, I'm working with both the husband and the wife, and the goal is to keep the divorce as conflict-free as possible. The majority of the time, though, I'm working individually with either the husband or the wife. In that aspect of my work, my job or my goal is to be a positive influence and to make the process go as smoothly as possible. I cover everything from helping a client get their own evidence in case of a situation where there's infidelity or domestic abuse to helping a client cope emotionally with the process of divorce.
In helping the client to get more evidence to prove things, what are some of the things that you advise them to do or that you do on your own?
Check emails, text messages, cell phone bills, and follow your gut. You know, I don't tell clients, you know, get out and follow your husband or contact the other woman if you think there's another woman. I encourage my clients to do what they can to protect themselves, but not become involved in a conflict. And journaling, documents, comprising files, is very work intensive. But if you're in a case where there are a lot of assets to be had and your husband is out spending money on an affair, taking someone on a trip or buying jewelry, you've got store receipts and this, all this kind of stuff, you have to compile it, because when you go to court and start splitting assets and prove that he has been spending assets, to prove that, you've got to have records. So that's the main thing when I work with clients that I stress to them is get documents, paper documents, and put it in folders. You know, it's not about sneaking around in the car at midnight and trying to catch them at it. It's about protecting yourself legally. And you can't protect yourself legally without documented proof.
As a marriage educator, what are some of the things that are involved with there? Is that something that you do early on in a person's marriage, or is that like a counseling role?
It's a counseling role. I have seminars, and I am certified by Michelle Wiener Davis. These seminars are based on a theory called Keeping Love Alive, and normally it's through local churches. We have between 15 and 20 couples. Some couples are not having any marital problems. Some couples are having marital problems, and they're coming to the seminar to try to figure out how to find solutions to the marital problems. Basically, as a marriage educator, my job is to find solutions to problems in the marriage or to help couples live in a way that keeps problems from arising. And it's done not on a personal one-to-one level. It's done with groups of married couples.
You really do have a lot of expertise in the areas of marriage and divorce. I want to ask a little bit more about the legal investigation work that you do. Can you give some more details on what are the types of things that you work with the attorney on?
Everything from property division, retirement funds. I have to help with quadros, health insurance. The biggest problem or issue we have is people who are not forthcoming, who try to hide information. And, of course, when you aren't getting the information you need to fully protect your client in court, then you have to go looking for the information. And basically that's my job as a legal investigator, is finding out what this spouse has that they may not be coming clean with. And that's everything from retirement plans to vacation homes in Florida that the wife doesn't know about. And like one guy had vacation property in Shelton, Washington. Had owned it for nearly 30 years throughout the entire marriage, and the wife knew nothing about it. But as marital, as community property, she had a right to 50% of its value during the divorce. And you have to, you know, you can't take someone's name and, okay, they live in Nashville, Tennessee. You find out where they have lived, everywhere they have lived during their life, where were they born, if they were in the military, where were they stationed in the military. And then you go from one courthouse to the other courthouse to the other courthouse and do property searches. And you'd be amazed at what you can find out. And people who are going through a divorce are so emotional that they're not thinking about this kind of thing, you know. And they're not protecting themselves. They need someone to do it for them.
Sounds like there's a lot of details and information that you need to collect in those sort of situations. Could you tell us a little bit about your Divorce Women Online site that you and Delana Moore co-founded?
It's an online magazine for the divorcing woman, and we cover everything from how to cope with your divorce to fashion trends and celebrity news. We have guest authors. This week we are featuring Shelley Stiles, who is a divorce coach. She's writing two articles on coping with divorce, and we've just had a very, very great response from it. We have a community, and our members are very active in the community, and I see it growing into the online destination for, you know, divorced women and single mothers, and making a connection with people who are other women who are living life the way they're living.
Your website is a very good resource for women and for men.
That's been the treat behind it all, is the fact that we are attracting men, and men are learning from us, and we're also learning from them. You know, we're getting their side, their perspective. In fact, we've just taken on a male writer who's going to be writing for us regularly to kind of give us that male perspective. But that's been one of the big surprises, is the comments that we get from men and our male readership. I did not expect that. I'm always open for learning. You can't learn if you don't know both sides of the story. I can write from a woman's perspective, but it's always very interesting to hear what the man thinks about what I've written or what he's read on the website.
Yeah, certainly. I think getting the other side's perspective is very important, especially in going through a divorce. I can see it actually being a very valuable information for one person to understand the other in a different way.
Oh, and that's the key to it all, really, is understanding. I work with clients who are in these very, caught up in these very adversarial divorces, and what they're doing is they're lacking understanding of what the other person is going through. I tell them pain is relative. You know, your soon-to-be ex-husband would not be so angry if he weren't in pain. You wouldn't be so angry if you weren't in pain. There's just this inability to understand it from the other person's perspective. And I think if we could all do that, that divorce wouldn't be such a high conflict process. You know, we could deal with our pain. It's so much easier to dismantle something that used to be so precious if you continue to take each other's feelings into consideration.
That's really good advice. And like I had mentioned before, the Divorced Women online website does provide valuable information to anybody who is involved in a divorce. It's really good information out there for women, and men can also gain a lot of great information from there as well. And the address for that website is www.divorcedwomenonline.com. This concludes our podcast, and I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank Kathy Meyer. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Andrew.
How can our listeners get in contact with you, Kathy?
They can email me at Kathy@womenonline.com.
Remember what Kathy said: if you are involved in a divorce, you cannot protect yourself legally without documented proof. The Evidence Digital Diary gives you a great way to collect your evidence. With the Evidence Digital Diary, you now have court-presentable facts, chronological documentation, have to be organized, and credibility of evidence. That's key. Don't wait. Sign up for the Evidence Digital Diary today at www.evidence.com. And remember, facts count. Don't forget. Collect everything and start protecting yourself today.